Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
Presented by Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain Relief. Stop complaining about your pain. Visit the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain Relief. Don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill, 615-794-0800. My primary complaint today. There's a National League executive who says anonymously that Bryce Harper is overrated and not worth paying a king's ransom to acquire once he becomes a free agent after this season. That's all fine. That's fine if you want to believe that. But don't then go and say, quote, if he gets more than 10 years, $300 million, I'd be surprised. I would not give him 10 years, period, and certainly not at that value. He's just not worth it. He's a selfish, losing player. That's a quote from an anonymous executive in the National League. The problem with that, he's not a losing player. The Nationals are 473 and 357 with Bryce Harper in the lineup throughout his entire career. That's a 57% winning percentage with Bryce Harper since 2012. Baseball. He is a very good player, and he wins more than he loses. Be against him all you want to. Hate him, but don't say he's a losing player.
And they complain and complain and complain.
That can't be the excuse.
No. And that guy would never say that to Bryce Harper.
No.
That's the problem I have.
For the record, that was not coming out of Chicago, Bryce, so feel free to wear Cubby Blue.
It's probably Baltimore. No, NL. At least they said NL. Or yeah, otherwise, true. I'd be worried.
God's league, the NL. By the way, Braves win 2-0. Speaking of God's team, Braves win 2-0. My primary complaint this week, email addresses for government employees. Could we make this any more complicated in how to contact someone with the different dots? It's like John McClane's Twitter avatar.
Underscore.
It is unbelievable. I'm undertaking a project right now involving all 347 high school football coaches in the state. I have recently, over the last 2 weeks, personally emailed all 347, not a group email, sent personalized emails to 347 high school football coaches in the state. I will announce soon what that's all about. Here are just a few of the examples of what's after the at in an email address of coaches across the state. At hcschools.tn.org. At hcdoe.org.us, sks12.org.net, k12tn.net. This is like hieroglyphics. It's like I'm putting in a code to try to figure out an algorithm when I'm sending emails to government employees. It does not have to be this complicated. It's like everything that's done with people that receive government money, they're making it as hard as possible for you to contact them at any point. It's unbelievable. Please, stop with the foolishness. I have an idea. Let's give everyone a Gmail account.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
That HC stands for Hickman County. That's asking a lot of the residents of Hickman County.
It's either Hickman or Hardman County. Actually, no. I just saw Hardman County is hardmancountyschools.org.net.
.org.net. How is that even? That goes to the dark web.
Here's another one. Employees-NashvilleChristian.org. That's not even a government employee.
My primary complaint, I'm going to completely absolve myself of any type of, you know, personal responsibility for the purposes of this complaint. Go to the break room, rush to the break room in between segments here to get something to drink. I go down to the selection to hit a tee. Can falls out of the machine. I reach up. I grab it. Come running back down the hall, shaking it up because it got me a tee, right? Shaking it up so I can come back in here and do my job. Look down. Nope. Got a Dr. Pepper that I've been shaking vigorously for 30 seconds now. How
like
hard
Johnny
is
Manziel in the hotel room.
How hard is it to get that could mean a lot of things. How hard is it to get the right drink in the right slot?
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Was it frozen or not frozen?
Not frozen.
Oh, okay.
Very not frozen.
The shaken Dr. Pepper sounds like something that not Johnny stirred. Manziel's done another time. He also prefers buffalo, either live or stuffed, preferably stuffed. This is Ryder for a hotel. Here's my favorite address, Hutton of Coaches. It's the coach at Sequatchie County. I'm not going to give the first part, but it's at sequatchie.k12.tn.us. That is his actual email address.
Not to confuse it with all the other Sequatchie counties around.
Yes, at sequatchie.k12.tn.us.
Good luck, sir. How many have bounced back your way?
About 25%. And then a lot of times because I copied something down wrong when doing it, and I figured out what it was.
615-737-1045, our number, primary complaint time. Let's get it started with Bob. Bob, thanks for patiently waiting during our complaints. Go right ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen, for this using your precious airtime for this very important public service.
Yes.
So kudos to you.
You're welcome.
I'm a frequent business traveler. I travel almost about every 10 days. And I've noticed a trend of more and more of these little small dogs with these little vests that say emotional support dogs. Of course, you know, most people realize that people are just skirting the rules to try to get their favorite pet on a plane for no apparent reason. But even if it were legit, you know, I do have a lot of sympathy and empathy for those who may be visually impaired or those who may have a real need for a true service dog. But if it, you know, if the chances are that you really do need an emotional support dog, have you ever thought about the fact that you're getting on a vehicle traveling at 30,000 miles an hour at 500 or 30,000 feet at 500 miles an hour with a million moving parts? Your Chihuahua is not going to help you in this situation.
Bob, thank you.
Bob, well said.
I'm curious about this, though, if you guys know the rules here. Like, could I bring Charlie to the airport?
Well, that's what he's saying.
But he's saying like a small dog, though.
Oh,
if like I put a vest on Charlie, who's 100 plus.
Yes.
And say,
this Great Dane really helps me get through my day.
And it just says emotional support. Do people not even think twice about it when I walk past them?
They had to be registered.
But is there a fee with that?
There's fees and there's online registries that they have to be registered with. And Bob, as an owner of an emotional support dog, be thankful because my emotional support dogs keeps me from punching people like you in the face.
Bob, thank you for your call and for angering Reed. Although,
there's the other side of that
complaint. I think, Reed, right back at you.
Emotional support dogs preventing assault.
I think RV may need emotional support after the travel he went through to get here to Nashville, Tennessee.
No, he's a much better flyer than I am, that's for sure.
Kyle Richardson on Twitter says, can we now have a Lene Kukua real Tennessee high school football coach email address game of the week?
That may be in the works. Back to the phones for primary complaint, and we go to John on line two. Hey, John.
Guys, my primary complaint today is, and I'm not going to say which radio station, but they put me on hold to talk about one subject, and then they hang up on you after 27 minutes, and then you have to call back in so that you can make that your primary complaint.
I got you. Well, just make sure you're listening to this station. You don't have to worry about that. How about that?
Thank you, John.
Thanks for the call, John.
Unless it was us.
Pretty sure it was us.
Was he complaining about you, Reed?
What was he calling in about?
I have no idea. But it sounded sarcastic to me.
Oh, we welcome all complaints.
Well, was he calling about another show or about this show? I feel like you would have recognized his voice if he called in earlier and waited for 27 minutes.
Oh, did you recognize that bad phone reception?
It sounded like every bad phone reception.
Well, that's true. Let's go to Jonathan up on line one. Hey, Jonathan.
Good day, sir.
What's up?
Primary complaint.
Yep.
ESPN always talking about Alabama football, whether it's online, on the TV. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Alabama football. For the love of God, talk about somebody else.
Chad, your thoughts?
Someone needs to beat them. before the people start talking about them. Those are my thoughts. Let's have
Alabama become the team that everyone wants to talk about now.
Yeah, let's slip to like 17th in the country, and then you'll stop talking about them as much. That would be my response to that. Unfortunately, I don't disagree with them that there's a lot of talk of Alabama football, but that's because they're so good.
There's also a lot of LeBron talk, and Enloe's tired of it. Hey, Enloe.
Hi, exactly what I wanted to talk about. I listen to 104.5 every day from about the time I get up till I drive home at night after midnight. And Jason Smith and Mike Herman, I have for the last 2 months done nothing but talk about LeBron James. I thought when the NBA Finals were over, he'd die down. It still hasn't. They want to know.
Oh, it hasn't even started yet, Enloe. He's about to make a big decision.
Yeah, but I mean, you got baseball. Even during the NHL playoffs, you heard nothing about, you know, what was going on there from those guys. It was, you know, 45 minutes from Hermitage to back to Gallatin for me of LeBron James. I'm just that's my complaint.
All right, thank you.
All right.
It is a national radio crutch that will not go away.
The ultimate crutch, LeBron and Jordan talk.
It's the easiest thing to fall back on is something to do with LeBron James. I feel your pain on that.
615-737-1045, our number. Alan has been waiting the longest. We go to him. Hey, Alan.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Great.
All right. So it's got me thinking the emotional dog, which then I started thinking, man, wouldn't it be cool if you had like an emotional, like a an emotional wolf or like a badger or something like super dangerous.
Right.
Then it got me thinking about airplanes and how sometimes I'll go to Walgreens and buy a mask, like those just little masks, like medical masks, and I'll wear it if I'm flying Southwest to try to keep people from sitting by me, and then I'll take it off once you fly. And that's what got me thinking about my primary complaint, which is this guy one time recently, he sat beside me in the middle seat, even when there was open seats on the plane, because he said that that was his assigned seat. And so, like, no matter where, I couldn't move either side of him because he sat in the middle.
He was adamant that that was his seat.
Yeah, yeah. So my primary complaint is creepy people.
Thank you, Alan. I would love to see Paul's reaction on the Southwest flight whenever we go somewhere for the show. It doesn't matter where. And they walk up to him because Paul pulls, he doesn't go to the extreme that Alan mentioned about buying the mask. But I will sit across normally on the opposite row from PK. And Chad, you normally sit right behind us. But I love watching Paul's reaction as he's sitting there. He'll start to cough. After they're boarding with the A group, he'll start to cough a little louder as more and more people sift back to about 2/3 of the way back on the plane. And by the time, like, there's only going to be a handful of open seats, so please allow people to sit in the middle as they board C group. Paul is just going hoarse over there with his cough, trying to prevent people from sitting next to him.
He's also not real pleasant when it's a full flight and you know someone's going to sit next to you. He's never like,
no.
Oh, sure, yeah, sit down here. It's like begrudgingly, I've got to move out of the way for you to sit down.
Oh, immediately, like his go-to is, what's that, chief? You sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
then he'll,
sure.
Then he'll move.
That's Paul every single time. Or the one incident with the, I remember my first time flying. I remember my first time on a plane, which almost ended with Hutton in a fight at the Vegas terminal.
I wanted to.
I remember my first flight. Great line.
Don is next. What's up, Don?
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. My primary complaint is with Sean Henry and the Preds organization for not when Sean Henry's claim to fame come to town was that when he got to Dallas, there was only 3 sheets of ice for the junior team kids to learn hockey and play on. And when he left there was 15, and he's been here for 5 years, I think, now. And they've built 2 sheets of ice, and they've lost 2 sheets of ice. With all the money that the Predators have made off the playoffs for the last few years, they need to pony up and get some ice in this town for these young kids. My grandson's having to move to Atlanta and live down there so he can follow his hockey dream, because there's not enough ice and not enough time to get on the ice here in Nashville. So they need to pony up, spend some money. They want to spend the city's money to build these rinks. They don't want to spend any of their own. So it's time for them to get busy and get some rinks built. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Don. That is Don's primary complaint of the day. Sheets of ice in town.
Is it on the Preds to build those? Just an honest question. He brings up an interesting point about they're using city money to do things. So, but the Preds give a lot of money to a lot of places. Is it on them to build sheets of ice for kids to play on?
If Sean gets all of his mayoral candidates in office, hey, it'll happen.
Maybe we were wrong on his endorsement of David Riley. Maybe that's part of the deal. David Riley's now going to build a bunch of ice rinks all over town.
Every time we meet with them, they mention how they are wanting to expand that. And I don't think they're just blowing smoke by saying that.
I asked the question because I don't know. Is this a common thing in hockey cities where the professional team builds rinks?
No idea.
Are the Atlanta Braves putting up baseball diamonds all over Atlanta?
My guess is they're not going to pay for it solely from the organization.
No. They're going to need some help.
From the specific,
where the endorsement of David Riley comes in.
The specific communities that they're wanting to build in.
Now I see the end game.